This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
I'd like to welcome you all here to worship this morning on the third Sunday of Easter. If you'd like to access an online copy of the bulletin, you can find that at emmanuelhamiltonchurch.com under the sermon tab. Our service today is Divine Service 1 out of Lutheran Service Book. Our hymns are 525, 740, 709, and 770. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you. Be to God.
sin and are beaten for it, you endure it. But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure it. This is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We continue with the Alleluia verse. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thank you. name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's kind of fascinating to think about doorways to other worlds, portals to other lands, times, and dimensions. We see this often in movies and in dramas. Stranger Things is all about the upside-down dimension that has various entry points. Alice goes to Wonderland after she falls down a hole. In Back to the Future, the portal is a DeLorean with a flux capacitor. In The Wizard of Oz, it's a Kansas farmhouse and a tornado. Doctor Who explores the universe in a blue police box called the TARDIS. And in The Chronicles of Narnia, it's a wardrobe in the bedroom. In Avengers Endgame, the heroes use a time machine to go back in time to undo the destruction of half the Earth's population. There are a lot of fictional portals that go to other times and other places. Today, in our gospel reading, we learn about the true portal to the eternal kingdom, the one and only door to paradise. You live in a broken world. This is a fallen world with many troubles. There's disease, there's violence, there's murder, there is abuse, there is rampant evil, there is death, there is great trouble and turmoil. The psalmist describes this world as the valley of the shadow of death. Currently, all humanity is affected by a virus which is spreading disease and death across the globe. Truly, you live in a fallen world. There is another world, a better world, a kingdom beyond anything you know in this broken world. There is the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. This is the kingdom that Jesus teaches about in his parables. And it is not a kingdom of this world, as Jesus tells Pontius Pilate. This is a kingdom that has three phases. Phase one of the kingdom of heaven is while you're still living life in this fallen world. It's a life lived without fear, though, because you know that Jesus is your good shepherd. In this kingdom, you live in the grace and mercy of God and strive to love God and love one another. Kingdom of Heaven phase two is the time between your death and the resurrection of the dead. This phase, we don't know that much about. Your body is buried in the ground. Your spirit goes to be with the Lord to rest in peace until the day of resurrection. Kingdom of Heaven phase three begins with the resurrection of the dead. It's the full glory of eternal life in the heavenly city of New Jerusalem. It's the wedding feast of the Lamb and his kingdom. It's the pearl gates and the golden streets and Jesus as the light. How do we get to this kingdom? Everyone is born into this fallen world of trouble and is, by nature, sinful and unclean. Everyone is, by nature, blind, dead, and enemies of God. You are born into the domain of darkness. How do you get from the domain of darkness to Jesus' kingdom? How do you get to the kingdom of heaven? What is the way to the kingdom of God? Where is the portal to this place of grace and mercy and peace? Where is the door to paradise? Jesus tells us today in his story about sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he's brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus here is continuing to rebuke the Pharisees after they expelled the man born blind and then healed by Jesus from the synagogue. Jesus is telling the Pharisees that they are thieves and robbers, and there is one shepherd and there is one door. In this world today, there are many, like the Pharisees, who don't use the door. These are thieves and robbers who want to hurt the sheep. There is one shepherd and there is one door. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Jesus is the door. The door is Jesus. He is the only door. Jesus is the portal to the kingdom of heaven. If anyone enters by Jesus, he will be saved. He will go in and out and find pasture. Where do we hear language like this? It's in the blessing after baptism. The Lord preserve your coming in and your going out from this time forth and even forevermore. Jesus is the door. And Jesus instituted baptism as a portal to the green pastures of the kingdom of heaven. This baptismal font is the portal by which many of you entered the kingdom of heaven. When you see this font, recognize it as the place where so many have been transferred into the light of the Lord. It is a holy portal to paradise. Baptism is God marking you as being in Christ. Jesus is the door. The great good news is that the door is open for everyone. There is no secret knock. There's no entrance requirement. There is no heroic act you need to perform in order to access the door. The door is open for anyone and everyone. This is great good news that the door is open for everyone, and yet some people find this to be offensive to their sensibilities. Your intelligence, your reason, your common sense want you to believe that you have to do something. So many people cannot believe that they don't have to do anything. They so much want to believe that they have to be a part of their own salvation. But it's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. The great good news is that Jesus is the door, and the door is open for everyone. The hard teaching is that Jesus is the only door. Jesus is the door. There is no other door. There is no other way into the kingdom of God. No other way into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is the way. Many find this exclusivity offensive. People hate that Jesus is the only way. Out of our compassion, we want any way to be a good way. But that's not God's compassion. God's ways are not our ways. God's compassion is shown by opening the way to all people. But there is only one way. The thieves and the robbers want to deceive you by pretending there are other doors. They talk about other ways to the kingdom. It's as if they have painted beautiful doorways onto a concrete wall. The painted doorways look wonderful. They look like a doorway, and the people talk about them as if it's a doorway. They believe that it's a doorway, but it's just a pretty concrete wall, and when the time comes to go through the door, it will be impossible. There are many very sincere people who believe that all these pretend doors are really portals, but it's a fiction. Throughout human history, folks have made up religions in order to control people, exploit people, and pacify people. There are so many false religions, all promising that they are the way. But those who promote these religions are thieves and robbers. Jesus is the way. How do we know Jesus is the way? Because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Christianity is completely false if Christ is not raised from the dead. But Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. There is only one door, and that door is Jesus. It's like an eternally important game of let's make a deal. It looks like there are many doors to choose from, but only one is really a door. Jesus is the only door. There's no mystery here. You know which door is real. Tell others. Spread the word. Jesus is the door. Jesus is the way. Don't let the thieves and robbers lead people to false doors, which will leave them outside the kingdom of heaven. We want so much to believe that any way is a good way, but there are not many ways. There is only one way. You know the way. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the door. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We continue by confessing our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
Begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again in glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. In our prayers this morning, remember Sheila Barber, who battled with brain cancer, Mary Lou Sandlin, recovered from a stroke, Jason Johnson, with Bob Burnett, a nephew who's dying of a brain tumor, for Jack Gill, Bob Burnett's brother-in-law who has pneumonia, for Seth Baker, the son of Rick and Vicki Baker, suffering symptoms of COVID-19, for Scott Barrett, Ken Williams' brother, who has bone cancer,
For Brian Bowden, Dolores' son, who needs to have shoulder surgery for a torn rotator cuff. For Clara Dunn, Ken Baker, and Melanie Wald's sister, who's been moved to home hospice care, and for whom the end nears. For Linda Calvert, a friend of Ruth Selmayr's, who's been hospitalized with Nashville heart issues and facing multiple surgeries. For Michael Brown, a friend of Ruth Selmayr's, who has a mass on his lungs and is on a ventilator. For the family of Phyllis McGuire, who died this past Thursday. For the family of Ethel Jasper, who died this morning. For the family of Ted Schaefer, Jeanette Heitman's brother, who died this morning. And for all those affected by the COVID-19 virus, for those who are sick, for those who are sheltering, for those who have been exposed, those who are treating, those who are protecting us, and those who are continuing to provide essential services. Bidden by our shepherd, let us come before his throne of grace and prayer on behalf of all people, according to their needs. Blessed shepherd, you establish your church with your sacrificial death and mighty resurrection. Grant us devotion that we may abide in the teaching of the apostles and honor the fellowship of the church. Guard us against all enemies of your word, and keep us within the care of your flock and staff forevermore. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Mighty shepherd, you hold in your hands all the might of man, and you hold accountable those who would govern your people. Grant us good government and good leaders who will honor your purpose, protect your people, serve the cause of justice, and defend our liberty against all threats. Give them wisdom and moderation in their pandemic response. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Oh, loving shepherd, you love the world enough to shed your blood, and you desire that all would be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. Inspire and equip your church and your ministers to speak faithfully and boldly your word, and bless all those who serve us on your behalf. Bless us especially when we are persecuted for the faith or suffer for the sake of the good that honors you and is obedient to your word. Lord, in your mercy, Holy Shepherd, you have clothed us with Christ's righteousness and taught us to love all that is good, right, and true. Bless all artists and artisans, composers and musicians and craftsmen and writers, that they may employ all their skills for your glory and in service to the gospel, and that arts may testify your saving death and resurrection. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Merciful Shepherd, your words are our healing, and your voice calls us to you in time of need. Hear us on behalf of all those who suffer in body or mind, who grieve those who they love, and to whom death draws near. We pray especially for Sheila, Mary Lou, Jason, Jack, Seth, Scott, Brian, Clara, Linda, Michael, Phyllis's family, Ethel's family, Ted's family, and all those affected by the virus. And those who remain in our hearts. Grant them healing according to your will, grace to sustain them in the day of trouble, and hope of a new and everlasting life to come. Be with the unemployed and the strong, and return them to health and livelihood. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Shepherd, you seek out those who have fallen and restore the sinner to repentance. Send forth your Spirit to rekindle faith in the hearts of those who have fallen away from the truth or have been overcome by temptation and sin. Bring good from ill, and increase to all the hunger for your word and a recognition of our need, that many may be gathered into your flock when your church doors are open wide again. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Giving shepherd, you have not withheld anything from us, but emptied yourself fully upon the cross that we might be saved. Move our hearts to such devotion and teach us such generosity that we may bring you the tithes and offerings with a grateful heart and serve our neighbor in need with the resources you have supplied to us so abundantly. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Good shepherd, you set your table among us in the presence of our enemies. Hear us as we are beset by so many false voices and tempted by so many false gospels. Hear, help us to hear your voice and to abide safely in your word that remains forever. Equip us with your Spirit so that we may receive your body and blood with faith and a repentant heart. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O great good shepherd, we pray to hear your sheep may answer our prayers with mercy, granting us those things profitable for us in our salvation and keeping us from all things harmful. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.